And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Breaker production of Fortis Institute. The Justice Department has pulled all non-essential federal funding from Maine's Department of Corrections over biological reality denial at its most dangerous. It seems Maine has housed a convicted male murderer in a women's prison. And Attorney General Pam Bondi announced the funding cut earlier this week, noting that Andrew Balser, who's a 6'1", 245-pound man who stabbed both of his parents and family dog to death, is currently living among female inmates simply because he identifies as a woman. Bondi said Maine's department will lose over $1 million in federal grants as part of the administration's broader crackdown on gender ideology. Meanwhile, a British nurse has been suspended from her hospital for the grave offense of acknowledging reality. Jennifer Meal called a male patient Mr. during her night shift, a patient who happens to be a convicted pedophile serving time for sexually exploiting boys. For this transgression, the hospital suspended her despite the fact that the patient racially abused her and lunged at her so aggressively that prison guards had to intervene. And even more shocking, lawyers for the hospital officially dismissed Meal's Christian beliefs about gender as, quote, not worthy of respect in a democratic society. And as disappointing as that is, you really can't be shocked. I mean, a convicted child predator's feelings always trump a Christian nurse's faith. That's the world we're now living in. Unfortunately, in yet another challenge to biblical teachings, a Methodist pastrix has decided that we should call God our grandmother or our coach because the term father might be a little triggering for some. Yeah, despite Jesus referring to God as Father more than 100 times and explicitly teaching his disciples to pray our Father, this so-called religious leader says it makes no difference which term you use. And she even further suggested alternatives like our Sunday school teacher or our mentor. Whatever will elicit from you this sense of belovedness. I mean, this is not Christianity. It's therapeutic deism dressed up in religious garb. It's absolutely disgusting. The Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, has uncovered the staggering scope of how the previous administration handed out Social Security numbers, kind of like party favors. They revealed that nearly 4 million non-citizens received Social Security numbers during Biden's presidency. The numbers show an exponential increase from 270,000 Social Security numbers in 2021 to an astounding 2 million in 2024 alone. And a federal judge, once appointed by Donald Trump, has ruled that even presidents can't selectively ban media outlets over disagreements, ordering that the White House reinstate the Associated Press to the press pool following their refusal to use the administration's preferred name of Gulf of America. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.